Hey, it's Bethany here with Dialed In. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Before we hop into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a new resource for this new decade. It is the Action Takers Resource Guide. So I know from experience that it can be so hard to know where to start. When you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know it's going to be uncomfortable and you know that it's going to take some time and dedication. And sometimes there's just so much information out there that it's hard to narrow down and choose a focus. So I've done that for you. In this resource guide, there's a complete list of all different kinds of things and ways for you to start. So here's how I want you to use this. Go to my website, bethanyclem.com. Simply enter your name and email. You get an immediate download of this resource. You can print it out. You can have it on your computer, but it takes you through all different steps to get to know yourself better. There's a list of podcasts that you can get plugged into. There are a huge amount of books here that you can start reading to help change your life. And there's even tools that can help you stay organized, among other things. Now, just pick one area. Just simply pick one area that appeals to you that you think, you know what, I could work this in to my daily routine, or I could work this into my routine 2 or 3 days a week. Pick one, get started. I'd love to hear how it goes. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how you like the resource. And I can't wait to see how this year is amazing for you. All right, we'll get to the episode. Until next time, take action, live big, and enjoy Dialed In. Hey, it's Bethany here. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Today, I just wanted to talk about something that I think bubbles below the surface for every single one of us, but we rarely touch on. And it's the idea that we are alone in our struggle. And I want you to know that you are not alone. In the last few weeks, I've had the opportunity to speak with middle schoolers, and there were some pretty glaring consistencies as I went from class to class to class of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And we talked about how many thoughts that we have a day. Did you know on average we have between 50 and 70,000 thoughts a day? That's about 3,000 thoughts every hour. And when I started talking about what those thoughts look like, I could see every eye on me. Not because what I was saying was so great, but because it's just something that we don't talk about. So I want to dive into this just for a minute, but I know our thoughts are something like, oh, I regret that time that I blew up at that person, or remember that time that I was over emotional in a meeting at work, or if you're a kid, it could be, did I brush my teeth this morning? Did I remember to pick up my clothes like my mom asked me to? I wonder what we're going to have for lunch. You think those kids are going to sit by me, or am I going to be alone? Is that one person at school going to give me a hard time today, or can I be invisible enough so they don't say something mean to me? Or as an adult, at work today, am I going to be included in the water cooler conversation, or is Betsy going to drag me down with all of her negativity again? I mean, we have thought after thought after thought all the time. And sometimes it's really hard to navigate that. And if we let our thoughts spiral down, we can feel like we're alone in our struggle. And here's what I want you to know. You're not alone with your crazy brain and all your thoughts. And you're not alone with your anxieties. You're not alone with not feeling enough. Oh my goodness. I grew up thinking that I was the only person that struggled with not being enough, that all these people around me just had their poop in a pile. They had it all together. And I was the one that just was dealt a bad hand of cards. I was the one that couldn't get it all figured out. And it's a lie. Nobody has it all figured out. Everyone feels weird and oily and awkward and like they're too fat or too thin or too tall or too short or too much of this and too little of that. And it doesn't go away. We tuck it in. We tuck in the crazy. We try to hide it. We move forward. It comes back out. We try to tuck it in again. We compare our insides to other people's outsides, to their highlight reels on social media, to prove that we're not enough. And it's time to stop. You are not alone. You're not alone in your anxiety, you're not alone in your suffering, and you don't have the market cornered on a crappy life. Life is not what happens to us, it's what happens inside of us. And you hold the power to determine what that means for you. You get to have the choice whether you're going to live big or you're going to play small. You get to have the choice whether you're going to believe the small-minded thoughts that you have that you're not enough, or whether you're going to push past them and understand that everybody has those thoughts. The difference between the people that live a big life and those that don't are the ones that push through the thoughts. And you can do it. You've just got to start. And the first step is knowing that you're not alone. And I know this is a short episode today, but I just wanted you to know that if you're suffering with your crazy thoughts, that you are not alone. You're not alone with your insecurities. You're not alone with your not enoughness. We're all right there with you. We just don't talk about it. So you know what? It's time for you to pick yourself up, figure out what you want, and get after it. If you need help, I'm here. If it's not me, find someone to mentor and coach you. Find someone that can offer you the belief that you need in yourself until you have the belief that you need to move forward on your own. I'm here for you. I believe in you. I believe in your dreams. I believe in your passions. And I know there is greatness inside of you. It's time to get dialed in. Get dialed in to who you are. Get dialed in to what you want. Get dialed in to what's not working. And know what it would look like to have it be working. And then take steps to move forward. Make it a great day. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.